guys, I'm Jared Toy, and I'm your host of the Mental Minute Podcast. This is for people who want quick, concise information about understanding how they can become better physically, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, all through better gut health and digestion. I try to do this every day, so make sure you guys come back often, add it to your favorites, subscribe, share it with friends, rate and review it on iTunes, whatever you need to do to help me spread the good word of better gut health. But let's get this ball rolling. Hey guys, I appreciate you tuning in for this episode of The Mental Minute. Today I'm going to share a mealtime experience that I had and then use that as a way to hopefully change your mindset about foods, nutrition, and how you use that. Now, I've got this routine I do every single morning, and I admit I'm a routine kind of guy simply because I'm all over the place during the day. So these morning routines help me to feel somewhat grounded throughout the day. Now, this morning, I was debating whether to have my everything but the kitchen sink smoothie because it was Thursday and that's what I did on Thursdays, or just fast till lunch because I didn't really feel like doing much else in the kitchen. So I opened up the refrigerator, grabbed some lemons when I saw this huge salad in the back of the refrigerator that I had made a couple of nights before. I thought, okay, what the heck? So at 6:30 this morning, I ate this concoction of what I'll call a break the fast Cobb salad. And it had greens, it had a significant amount of other vegetables and eggs and nuts and seeds, apple cider vinegar, balsamic vinegar, basically everything that I threw on that salad. And as I'm eating it, I heard my head asking, okay, Jared, what the heck are you doing? But I'm completely confident that on this day, my gut appreciates the change of pace and my brain is thankful for that outside the box thinking that I applied first thing in the morning. I believe it's only going to benefit me by choosing to simply listen to my gut and not my general logic that my brain was spewing out. So what's the takeaway? Choose something new today to eat that you haven't tried before, maybe that your head has told you, okay, that's gross, or you know, you can't do that or can't eat that now, but you know maybe it will be a gastronomic success because our long-term health will come from listening literally to your gut instincts more than that pre-programmed logic that's been passed down from our ancestors and from television commercials. Thanks for watching, guys. Do me a huge favor. Click the like button, follow, subscribe, turn on post notifications. It would mean the world. And that's the show, folks. The Mental Minute comes out daily. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, anything, you can email me always at jaredspropops@gmail.com or hit me up at Twitter at @JaredToy. But before you go, do me a favor, rate, review it on iTunes, wherever you're listening to this, give me a positive review. I would certainly appreciate it. So until we meet again, take care and better gut health to you.